Casino.
Yeah.
Sort of hole.
Begins with a word, a bad word, and then ends up with hole.
Let's just use the word the president is using.
Shithole.
This
shit
is
hole, shithole.
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 Shitholes.
Shit shit Donald Trump has turned the Oval Office into a shithole.
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 The word shithole.
Shithole in and of itself.
A shithole.
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 On television.
You probably come from a shithole.
It's a shithole
of my
dreams. We just got new metrics in. Donald J. Trump is the president of the United States elect.
You're awake, by the way. You're not having a terrible, terrible dream. Also, you're not dead and you haven't gone to hell. This is your life now.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims.
They're rapists.
We will drain the swamp.
We'll build the wall.
I'm going to bomb the shit out of them.
There's no such thing as this.
Here at Lacuna, we have perfected a safe, effective technique for the focused erasure of troubling memories.
My name is Joel Gerrish, and I'm here to erase.
Me, Donald John Trump.
First thing we need you to do, Mr. Parrish, is to go home and collect everything you know from some association.
Trump, the game.
Trump, vodka. Trump, ice.
Trump steaks are the most flavorful beef you've ever had.
Who's the hair?
It's my hair.
They call her Pocahontas.
Perhaps I'd be dating her.
I did try and fuck her. She was married.
I'm erasing you and I'm happy!
I moved in her like a bitch.
Why more than you'll be gone!
She's all right. Consider this shit.
Your ancestry is a shit.
Shit.
It's all I gotta remember!
That was
fucking
all the world.
Thank you.
to. This could be very bad for Trump, especially if Mueller doesn't take the $130,000 in hush money. And his legal team is nervous Trump might perjure himself due to Trump's lack of precision in his speech and his penchant for hyperbole, which Trump disputes. Believe me, I am the least hyperbolic person ever born. And many people, everybody, I'm hearing this from everyone, everyone's saying my precision is the biggest number, whatever that is.
Billions and billions and billions.
Billions and billions.
Which Trump disputes. Believe me, I am the least hyperbolic person ever born. Star. For more on it's just another ordinary week in the year 2018, which means in the last 48 hours, it's been reported that the FBI director threatened to resign over political pressure from the White House. The president's campaign might have violated campaign finance laws when they allegedly paid hush money to a porn star. And the governor of Hawaii could not tell people that a missile alert was a false alarm because he forgot his Twitter password.
The public could have known sooner about the false Hawaii missile alert, but the governor forgot his Twitter password.
Although heaven forbid we ever get a missile alert tweet from Trump. So people in Hawaii thought they were about to get hit with a missile for 38 minutes because the governor didn't know his Twitter password, and somehow, that isn't the biggest story in the news. Neither is the fact that the president of the United States allegedly paid hush money to a porn star named Stormy Daniels. And here's the thing. It's not just a sordid sex scandal. It turns out it might have actually violated federal law.
I share the concern about nuclear proliferation and where we are now and what appears to be moving closer to a nuclear war in some way, not just in how we respond to what's happening in North Korea, but as we look at the modernization of our nuclear weapons, the move to smaller nukes and this whole Russian idea that's been put forward that we can escalate to de-escalate by the use of small nuclear weapons.
Russia's meddling effort is continuing this week, including a propaganda campaign designed to infiltrate online debate here in the U.S. New data showing that Russia-linked bots are hyping terms like Schumer shutdown and pushing a Republican campaign criticizing the Russia probe, lending fake support to this effort called hashtag release the memo. Now that is big news. Now while Donald Trump weirdly denies his own intelligence agency's findings that Russia meddled over a year ago, this is a report that they're meddling this week. Is anyone going to do anything? Well, top Democrats sounding the alarm and taking the fight to Facebook and Twitter. Dianne Feinstein writing to Mark Zuckerberg and the current Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey, saying this meddling is designed to, quote, undermine special counsel Mueller's investigation. Now, the man who used to have Dorsey's job is Dick Costolo. He was at the helm when the company successfully went public. And back before the 2016 controversies, he was warning employees about the need for Twitter to strengthen responses to abuse on their platforms. The former Twitter CEO is my special guest.
Paints a picture of President Trump as not mentally up to the job. He said, quote, actually throughout my life, my two greatest assets have been mental stability and being like really smart. I went from very successful businessman to top TV star to president of the United States on my first try. I think that would qualify as not smart, but genius, and a very stable genius at that.
So one of the tragedies of this grotesque work of fiction is its portrayal of the president that the, you know, on the campaign, I had the chance to travel all across the country on Trump Force One.
Steven.
Be the president.
Steven.
Me, Dan Scavino, Hope Hicks, a few other people.
Steven, I'm getting to the issue of the president's fitness, which a lot of people
are. I'm getting to the issue of the president's tweets absolutely reaffirmed the plain spoken truth. The president's a genius. It's what I've seen with him traveling to meet dozens of foreign leaders. With his incredible work.
Okay, you're not answering the questions.
No,
I understand.
I get it.
There's one viewer that you care about right now, and you're being obsequious.
No,
you're being a factotum in order to please him. Okay.
No. I travel with Donald Trump all across the country and the world.
Steven,
I would be with the president.
Steven,
on a campaign plane.
You already said that. We'd let you say that.
If you want to have an answer to your question and not to get hysterical, then I'll answer it. The president is a genius, a self-made billionaire who revolutionized reality TV and who has changed the course of our politics.
He's watching and he's happy that you said that. But
you know, Jake, you can be be condescending, and that was a snide remark. You're sure he's watching and he's happy? Let me tell you something. Donald Trump is a genius.
You know, people don't understand. I went to an Ivy League college. I was a nice student. I did very well. I'm a very intelligent person.
I didn't. And I was a good student. I understand things. I comprehend very well. I'm really smart, okay?
Genius.
Better than, I think, almost anybody. I'm really smart.
You can be a lawyer, or you don't have to be a lawyer. If you were a good student in high school or a bad student in high school, you can understand this.
I'm really smart. Again, a bad high school student would understand. I'm really smart.
Trust me. I'm like a smart person. An academic genius.
Genius.
Heard to immigrants from Haiti and African countries
because I have a very subtle brain.
I'm according to the Washington Post.
I know words, I have the best words.
You know, I'm like a smart person.
I'm smart.
Bannon called it treasonous and unpatriotic, and he said that, quote, the chance that Don Jr. did not walk these Jamos up to his father's office on the 26th floor is zero. Did President Trump meet with any of the so-called Jamos? It's tragic and unfortunate that Steve would make these grotesque comments, which were grotesque. So grotesque. You know, on the campaign, I had the chance to travel all across the country with the president.
Answer the question.
And I saw a man who was a political genius.
Just answer the question.
The reality is that the president is a political genius.
Just answer the question. Answer the question.
Why don't you just give me 3 minutes to tell you the truth of Donald Trump that I know?
Because it's my show and I don't want to do that. So,
well,
here's my question.
No, but this isn't a courtroom and I have a right to
settle
speak.
Settle down.
Everybody, hey, look, this is Furious George, Michael Power, community-based radio. I am here in the studio about to take you into the next couple hours or so, deep into the late night, as far as 2 o'clock in the morning here on the Furious Show these days, as we just tear apart craziness going down in the world, where we including spotlighting the rampant chief, as well as other fun things that happen to be going on, which these days... don't stray far from the original topic. But we also have some fun music, and including new music or old, crazy, cool, fun music. Like, this is some crazy slowed down jazz funk stuff from the 70s. I literally slowed down here. Watch, I'll show you. All right. And we also have, like, newish music that was actually made... through kind of production stuff. And actually, this guy named Jay Dilla is one of the original kind of producers who produced all the early 1990s music, hip-hop stuff, including Far Side, De La Soul, that whole cool underground scene, Tribe. And then, of course, we try to find the funnest, newest music. So I'm going to throw some stuff up here from Nerd and Future. This thing called Thousand. Check it out. It's the real deal. It's like pretty much middle finger to the fascists out there, which is so in keeping with the Furious Show, which we've been doing for so long, which, if you haven't noticed, maybe offensive to some members dangling in our listening audience, so listener discretion is advised. I'm in here with DJ Eddie Abbey. We can be in here generally every Thursday, and check out furiousg.blogspot.com, where you can, you know, check out all the old shows, learn about station, learn about Mike Power Radio. Go to WCOMFM.org and kick it some cash, because it's easy to do. Just a couple clicks, whatever you can give, that's helpful. And most importantly, keep doing exactly what you're doing right now. Having fun, kicking back, whatever you happen to do at this time of night, or if you're downloading, whatever you happen to do when you listen to this kind of music. Keep doing it. Also, I just want to say, hearts are broken for missing our friend DJ Divine, who has passed today, and I am really sad to lose one of our most important listeners, and definitely one of the most important listeners ever for this show, The Furious Show. Cat Divine, DJ Divine, underwrote this show for the last several years, and she didn't want to take credit for it, but I'm going to make it known that she is so special and missed, and just want to say, DJ Divine, this next little fun clip or two is for you. An old school Carbro progressive writer, artist, critical thinker, inspirer, inspiring person. So anyway, there's a whole bunch of cool people here at Community Radio. If you don't believe me, go to furiousg.blogspot or check out WCOM-FM, where you can bump into some fun people, really amazing people. Because it's Community Radio. It's the real deal. It's non-commercial. There's no censor. And that's the whole reason we started Low Power FM Radio in the 90s in Asheville and the Southeast and Free Radio Berkeley and all over the New York scene. We were cranking out micro-powered, low-power, small community stations. And it was illegal at the time, but we eventually overcame, got it legalized through the Clinton administration. And then after a couple of years of permitting and stuff, we got WCOM cranked up early 2000s. And now I think after like 14 years or so, 13 years, we are cranking out WCOM FM still. And it would not be possible without DJ Divine. So for everyone out there who knows what I'm talking about, pour some out for her. And in the meantime, try to do something good in the world. I'm sure it will come back. Thanks for listening to Mike Power Radio. I'm furious.
Nazi redneck assholes, fuck off!
Cost over a thousand. Brand new coupe cost a couple hundred thousand. Got some young goons, never sleep, they somewhere prowling. Everywhere we go, they told the chop about a thousand.
No, stop it. That's not true. While I'm in the dressing room, 5 minutes before I come out, my gloves are laced up. I'm breaking my gloves down. I'm pushing the lever in the back of my glove. I'm breaking the middle of the glove so my knuckle can pierce through the leather. I feel my knuckle piercing against the tight leather gloves on the Everlast boxing glove. When I come out, I have supreme confidence. I'm scared to death. I'm totally afraid. I'm afraid of everything. I'm afraid of losing. I'm afraid of being humiliated. But I'm totally confident. All during my training, I've been afraid of this man. I thought this man might be capable of beating me. I've dreamed of him beating me. The closer I get to the ring, the more confidence I get. Closer, more confident.
In military
circles. God, no one can beat me.
Calm down, Jake.
Is a genius.
Rick is a genius.
The president's
champagne in the club cost thousands. We got gold by the bar, that's thousands.
We can get a statement this week saying in part, quote, Steve Bannish has nothing to do with me or my presidency. When he was fired, he not only lost his job, he lost his mom.
I think the American people deserve to have the truth.
And we've let you, we've
no,
let you
no, talk. No, here's the truth. I've traveled with Donald Trump all across the country. And-
acting and circling the fires. Her behavior can't keep it quiet. Kinetic energy a thousand times higher. Holy shit, it's working.
People, everybody, I'm hearing this from everyone. Everyone's saying my precision is the biggest number, whatever that is.
Billions and 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 billions
and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions. Like, you don't really hear a lot. You can pretend when you are calm, but make sure tears will drop. You'll be wishing that your year will stop. It'll be
billions and billions.
Zero dot.
I went from very successful businessman to top TV star to president of the United States on my first try. I think that would qualify as not smart, but genius, and a very stable genius.
Finance laws in the president paid a porn star hush money to keep her quiet about an alleged affair with President Trump. A watchdog from Common Cause says yes, filing a complaint today with the Department of Justice and the Federal Elections Commission.
Amazing. So there's actually a chance someone at the Justice Department will have to interview Stormy Daniels. And I, for one, hope it's Jeff Sessions. Now, Miss Daniels, you say you engaged in a... Oh, I can't read that word. Oh, I can't say that word either. Oh, I don't even know what that word is, but I'm definitely not going to say it.
Donald Trump has turned the Oval Office into a shithole. Shithole.
He's going to answer questions from his wife the same way he answers questions from Congress. How was work today, honey?
I don't recall. Where she detailed her 2006 affair with Trump as chronicled in the adult film classic Hump Tower. And Trump can't stop this story because the interview was from 2011 before she signed her non-disclosure, and the magazine also verified Daniel's account with two sources at the time and had the actress take a polygraph. Wow! Maybe In Touch magazine should lead the Russia investigation. They would get to the root. The affair was a classic Trump meets adult film star tale. She and Trump first met at a golf tournament in Lake Tahoe in 2006, just 4 months after his youngest son, Barron, was born. Trump asked for Daniel's number and invited her to dinner. That's a classic pickup line. Hey, baby, is what my wife just gave birth to. You want to go to dinner?
Oh, man.
And
shame.
See, the ladies love it. The ladies love it.
And one of the alarming things to me is this notion that we can have something called a small nuclear weapon, which I understand the Russians are doing. And that somehow
so here's
that's
what's
usable.
Been reported. Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen, set up a shell company to secretly pay Daniels. And if that payment was intended to help Trump's campaign, it might have actually counted
as an in-kind donation, which means it should have been reported. And it definitely sounds like the payment helped Trump out a lot.
Journalists at several news outlets say just a few weeks before the 2016 election, Daniels told them she wanted to talk about her relationship with Trump. And then suddenly, she didn't. The Wall Street Journal also reports that's around the time Cohen formed a shell company to pay the porn star $130,000 in exchange for her silence.
Wow, so if they hadn't paid her off, the last month of the campaign might have been dominated by two people named Stormy Daniels and Anthony Weiner. Is it possible that the 2016 campaign was a porno? Are we living in a porno? Because he acts the way a president acts in a porno. Immigration, crime, North Korea. Is it getting hot in here?
And billions and billions and billions and billions.
All of them. It's big. After all of them. It's big.
Is the biggest number, whatever that is.
That the, on the campaign, I had the chance to travel all across the country on Trump Force One.
And Donald pulled out all the stops to make sure their date was romantic. When she arrived, he was wearing sweatpants, and they ended up eating in his hotel room. Sweatpants, eating in the bedroom. Even back then, he was preparing for the presidency.
The word shithole.
Shithole in and of itself.
A shithole.
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 Shithole. Shithole.
Shithole.
Shithole.
Shithole.
Shithole. I never knew you thought I would be so shithole.
Actual story. And brace yourself, folks, because Stormy says Trump also paid her his highest compliment for a lover. He told me I was someone to be reckoned with, beautiful and smart, just like his daughter. Can Child Protective Services take custody of an adult woman? And he knew how to get Stormy in the mood. When she came to his room, he showed off a magazine cover featuring himself. I'm sorry, that's how he got himself in the mood. As Stormy tells it, she went for a freshen up in the restroom, and quote, when he came out, he was sitting on the bed, and he was like, "Come here." And I was like, here we go. That's exactly what I said when he was taking the oath of office. All based on a true story. She also saw a quieter side of Donald Trump. Evidently, he let down his guard and became sheepish. It was almost like he was so taken with me that I could move him around like a puppet. Well, Stormy, now you know how Putin feels. And Stormy, very happy, couple. And Stormy clearly has fond memories of the rendezvous, saying, "I actually don't even know why I did it." That makes 7 billion of us.
Billions and 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 billions and
She's Stormy Dawn. But I do remember while we were having sex, I was like, please don't try to pay me. Oh, Stormy, you don't know Donald Trump at all. Not paying people is how he screws them. But apparently... You gotta laugh. You laugh. But apparently Trump needs to make more than America great because she described the sex as textbook generic. That textbook? Mating habits of elderly mammals.
So Trump allegedly had an affair with a porn star and then tried to cover it up a month before the election by paying hush money through a shell company called Essential Consultants, LLC. Now, the whole point, the entire point in setting up the shell company was to obscure their identities. So how did Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen, get caught? He put his name down on the documents.
Michael Cohen, Donald Trump's lawyer, created an LLC so that he could pay Stormy Daniels $130,000, essentially to stay quiet about this alleged sexual encounter. And according to the formation documents of the LLC that the Wall Street Journal is reporting on, Michael Cohen is listed as the authorized person on these documents, and Stormy Daniels is listed as Peggy Peterson. This appears to be a pseudonym.
Wait, he used a pseudonym for the porn star? But not himself. The porn star already has a pseudonym. Using a pseudonym for her and not you is like robbing a bank and telling your partner, here, wear this second mask on top of your first mask, and I'll just cover my face with saran wrap.
Billions and billions.
Great. Yeah, oh, you look great. You. Thanks for being here.
Thank
yeah.
you so much. It's an honor to be here. I wanted to come out here tonight to assure the American people that our investigation is progressing smoothly, and we're looking forward to a timely and orderly conclusion. So.
That's great. And can you give us a sense of where it's heading?
Well, I can't discuss particulars of an ongoing investigation, but... yeah, we good.
Really? We good?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, no. You just wait. You'll see. Yeah.
So, but even with, like, the Trump?
Yeah. We're good. Yeah. Situation's under control. Colin, you got... okay. Yeah. You got to remember, I have actual footage of... No. You know what? I want to tell you so bad. I can't. I'm not going to... But, yeah. it's going to be fun.
So, Megan, you have... hard evidence.
Colin, come on. You're putting me in a weird position here. I cannot comment on that, but yeah, big time. I just... Oh, man. Can I tell him? I want to tell him one thing. Okay. I shouldn't be... No. Okay, so, yeah. Don Jr., he wrote in his Venmo description, Russia... No, I can't. I can't. Oh, it hurts. Bobby, don't do this. I'm not gonna do it.
Okay, well, what happens if Trump fires you?
He could, then that's a real possibility, but it's a little late for that. Cat's out of the bag, and the bag's full of, how do I say this? Michael Flynn's wiretaps.
You probably come from a shithole.
It's a shithole place.
Considered a shithole.
Your ancestry is a shithole.
Shithole immigrant.
Your mouth is the foulest shithole in the world.
The shithole people.
Living in shitholes.
My dad came from what I guess Trump would call a shithole.
My people came from what Donald Trump would call a shithole.
I'm a descendant of people from a shithole.
I'm a proud shithole.
Copy of Forbes magazine. The spanking came during a series of sexual and romantic encounters with Trump, and that it involved a copy of Forbes with Trump on the cover. That's right. Trump got spanked with a Forbes magazine with his face on it. And this is apparently the issue she's referring to. But it's not just Trump's face. Check out who else is on the cover. Look at Don Jr.'s expression. He looks like right before that was taken, Trump said, "Smile, I'm gonna get spanked with this." Now, on top of the potential illegality, there's also the fact that Trump overwhelmingly won evangelical voters by pretending to be a godly man, and the so-called Family Values Brigade was firmly behind him. So how do those self-proclaimed defenders of morality feel about Trump paying hush money to a porn star to cover up an affair he had just months after his son was born? Well, Tony Perkins, president of the Family Research Council, was asked about it on Tuesday, and this will shock you. He's suddenly a lot more chill about all that family value stuff.
If the president were to all of a sudden revert back to some of that behavior as president, the evangelical support will not be there for him.
Yeah.
So it's based on we kind of gave him, all right, you get a mulligan, you get a do over here.
Yes, it's just like Jesus said to the apostles when they found him in a strip club, bros, I'm gonna need a mulligan on this one. You got me. Well, I'm gonna need a mulligan. So why? Why are evangelical voters overwhelmingly sticking with Trump despite his apparent contempt for the values they claim to believe in? Well, true to the teachings of Jesus, Perkins said evangelicals like Trump because he fights with people.
They were tired of being kicked around by Barack Obama and his leftists. And I think they're finally glad that there's somebody on the playground that is willing to punch the bully. And
even though punching the bully, what happened to turning the other cheek?
You know, you only have two cheeks.
Technically, you have four cheeks, two on your face, and then the magazine catchers in the back. And it's the best. After the firing of Flynn and Comey, Mueller has expressed interest in Trump's effort to remove Jeff Sessions as attorney general or pressure him into quitting in order to determine whether there was a pattern of behavior by the president. And if he finds one, the president might be getting a new pattern of his own.
Shitholer, 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 shitholer. Shitholers built this country. I'm proud to be a shitholer, and I want a t-shirt.
I go to work.
I told you I didn't come here.
I can neither confirm nor deny this, Colin, please. But if you were to, I don't know, ask me to bang the desk for if I did.
Okay, well, bang the desk. But is it bad, or? It's not like treason bad, right?
And the guy didn't leave me a trail of breadcrumbs here. He left me full loaves. Fresh seven-grain loaves straight from Panera Bread. I'm having a blast, man.
Well, can you give us any sense of how this all ends?
Yes, okay. Well, let me put it this way. You know how you love the show Lost, but it never really came together? There was no satisfying ending. This ain't Lost.
I'm willing to.
system, the middle class, our unprotected environment, the state of government, and saying something needs to change. They're actually getting out there and ushering in that change themselves too, both on a local and a national level. And you know what? That's great, because honestly, I'm fucking out of here. I remember when I was young, a green 24-year-old with a vision of a bright, democratic future far greater than the ones our reps in Washington seemed capable of imagining. A future that, of course, never came to be, and that now I, in no way, shape, or form, have a remote fucking interest in helping shape. I take a look at the youth of this country, some campaigning, others even running for office, and I'm blown away. I can't help but envision them being the ones who will choke down those dry salmon platters at gun control fundraising dinners, or take lunch meetings with ladder-climbing colleagues who've had the same lobbyist hand up their ass for the last 20 years. Because I am sure as shit not doing it anymore. Not a chance in hell. The time is now for a new crop of men and women to send those long, desperate, unceasing campaign emails with third-rate graphics and countless grammatical errors that make you, the people, embarrassed to be aligned with them and their causes. You think those emails make you feel bad? I've got my name on them. How do you think that makes me feel? Jesus! To the young people out there, let me leave you with this. I've been doing this bullshit since 1978, and if I have to deal with another one of my constituents face-to-face, I will blow my motherfucking brains out, without hesitation. And that's a promise I know I can keep.
All right, WCOM, LPFM, Chapel Hill, Carborough, 103.5, deep in the late night here, Thursday night on the Furious George Show. Spinning in some old school Portishead, mixed around here and there, bouts with some crazy funkiness and other fun stuff from We Funk Radio, as well as some JD and lots of cool stuff. And of course, we were having fun with just different sounds and news clips and sound bites from the radio. From the news, including that thing about the senator moving on, because she's effing out of here, as well as so many other fun things we spotlighted tonight, which we've done here for many, many years and have been fortunately supported by a very generous and amazing person, DJ Divine, who is no longer with us today. But anyway, this show was dedicated to her, so thanks for all your support, and I hope you're still listening. As well as, what else is going on here? We are supporting Micropower Radio in so many ways. You can help us out by going to WCOM LPFM. You can help keep this kind of fun stuff going, or you can find out how we're doing fun stuff around town. Or most importantly, you can become a DJ. That's the whole purpose. That's why this is so real. Because right now, if you're in downtown Carborough or Chapel Hill, or you can hear us in surrounding Chatham County or Durham County or whoever, however, where as you happen to be, kind of roundabouts or close enough to drive here consistently, basically, get your butt here on a routine basis, we will give you the mic. Become a DJ. Speak your power. There's plenty to talk about. I've been doing it here. Go to furiousg.blogspot.com if you don't believe me. And you'll see all the old fun shows. We're going to keep it going. Let's listen to Mike Pot Radio. Furious.
down there, let's go.
He's talking to the faction of the American people, about 32% are with him till the end. I do think, Chris, it's important to understand that the abnormality of what's happening here, this allegation that there's a deep state, that there's a conspiracy within, that there's a fifth column in the intelligence services, in the law enforcement community, deeply embedded in the American justice system that is attacking the Constitution, the legitimacy of the presidency, of this president. This is the hallmark of autocratic behavior. In every autocratic system that's ever been, there's always been the allegation of conspiracy. And of course, conveniently, also the scapegoating of a ethnic minority. And we can think about that insidious and terrible TV ad that the president's team had up on the air this weekend. So this conspiracy, it's abetted by members of the Republican majority in the Congress, and it's abetted by a television network that's increasingly come to resemble state-run TV in an autocratic society much more than it has been it as a conservative television network as we would have recognized it in the past.
Frank, let me ask you about the long knives. The knives are out. Going after people like McCabe, trying to make them the bad guy. Tell me about that as a strategy. I think it's a smokescreen. It's something for people to talk about, whether it's Hillary's emails or Benghazi over and over again. It seems like if you do say something a billion times, people think it's really important.
It's a scorched earth policy. It's designed to attack the sun. It's something that I think we've seen Trump do throughout his career, professionally and politically. But I want to talk about this deep state because it's really answering your question, which is, first of all, 25 years as an FBI official, I've never seen anything that even looks remotely like some kind of deep state conspiracy, but professionally and politically. But I want to talk about this deep state because it's really answering your question.
Billions and 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 billions